Starting in November, music and art therapists will have the opportunity to bill the National Disability Insurance Scheme at the same rate as counsellors. On Wednesday, the government released the results of an independent review, showing the services are effective and can have an enormous impact for people living with a disability. The Wire's Thomas Kutis spoke to Associate Professor in Music Therapy at the University of Melbourne, Grace Thompson, and asked her to describe a moment when she saw a breakthrough with a client in music therapy.
Yes, well, I'm a registered music therapist and I've worked with children with disability for many, many years. And I'm using music making and music therapy methods to really promote a lot of developmental goals. So I think times where I've seen a breakthrough have been particularly with children who can be quite isolated and not engaged in the world. And through a more non-verbal musical interaction with a therapist, there's something that draws that child into the social interaction and engagement. And really, once we have attention and engagement, all kinds of developmental possibilities are open to us in music therapy.
How do you tailor creative therapies to meet the unique needs of individuals with different disabilities?
Well, this is a key part of our training. So registered music therapists have a two-year master's qualification, and we have our key methods and techniques, which are all around live music making. Some receptive methods and listening to music, but it's really through that engagement with music. And alongside that, we do a lot of work to understand the strengths and challenges that people with different conditions might face. And so that's our job as a creative arts therapist, as a music therapist, to say, okay, I really want to work with this person's strengths or to address a challenge that they might have, and to select the music therapy method that best aligns with that. And we keep evaluating and keep assessing how things are going for that person. So it's very much a therapeutic approach rather than an approach that's about engagement in music activity, which can also be really beneficial. But a therapist is looking to really tailor what they offer in a session to meet that therapeutic goal.
What do you wish more people could understand about the difference between recreational art and music and therapeutic practice?
Yeah, it's such an important question and issue for us. Mm. I think the challenge and the confusion is that when we engage in music and art, we can feel good from that. In a way, that can be a therapeutic experience, but that's not therapy as a profession. So, you know, I love going to live music, for example, and I'll come out and I know that my mood feels better, my energy feels better. I might even feel better for days. I might have connected socially with friends while I've gone to see a gig. But that's great, but not music therapy. So I guess the difference is that when people come to see a therapist, they're coming because they have a goal that they want to work on, that they have a need that they want to address. And we, as the therapist, really negotiate and partner with that person to create a plan for them to meet their needs. So for me, the media is the same. It's music, but the intention and the use of it is very, very different.
Now, there's been issues over the years with the VNDIS funding model. Has that affected your ability to provide these therapies? And what changes would you like to see with this funding model?
Mm. Well, I really, first of all, want to acknowledge that the National Disability Insurance Scheme has been a fantastic initiative for opening up access to therapy services for people with disability. I think many more people have been able to access music therapy because of the NDIS. We used to work it in community agencies, NGOs, various different locations, which had their own barriers. The way the NDIS is set up, things are categorised into different funding. So music therapy was in therapy supports, and it is still now. The review by Stephen Duckett places us back in therapy supports. There's another category that's community participation. Also a really important category in the NDIS, but it's not the same as therapy supports. So I think it's really important that the NDIS continues to give choice to people with disability to be able to choose whether they're looking for therapy or whether they're looking for community participation activities to be funded. Both are important. The qualifications and the evidence for each type of funding needs to be different.
Associate Professor Grace Thompson from the University of Melbourne there, speaking with The Wire's Thomas Kutis.